بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لسيزده شعرف عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده The title is يا صبح مدينة يا شام يا مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قیام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ بنا جان کیا جا مدینہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مدینہ عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دے دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے چہوگی
جو پائے گا دل مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں
It does recite durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillah wa kafaa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arifillah Rumi Awak Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Murkadahu, which Hazrat has titled so beautifully, Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina. What can be said of a person who gets a golden opportunity only by the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be present in Medina Sharif for a moment. And that person who is in Medina Sharif, then what can be said of the morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif, in other words, the entire day being in the company of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came to show the world how to live as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being the king of both the worlds, despite being Sayyidul Anbiya. And Ya Hazrat is teaching us one very important condition for Iman to be complete is to have the complete perfect love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat mentions in another poem of his, Sharti Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai. What is the condition of complete perfect Iman? That the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should penetrate, so to say, every drop of our blood. And we see when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the mission of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that people that lived a life of animalism, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them out of darkness and made them great men. What personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, Rijal, these are men. And if we want to see that whether we are men, that we have to measure our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu kama amana an-nas. That, O people of iman, you have become the friends of Allah ta'ala by bringing iman. But see if your iman is correct according to the men of iman. That is the first recipients from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the closest of all to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the close companion, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What iman penetrated the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we can't imagine. So Ya Hazrat is teaching, especially the season now of Hajj, everybody, our hearts should be now attached towards Kaaba Sharif, towards our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us, it is only through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the whole world is existing. And then how fortunate are we that Allah Ta'ala has connected us directly to be the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us what is adab, ihtiram. Everything that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so valuable. And according to its connection, that's how a person, how you get connected to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is our real worth in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually a person should be yearning and pining in our hearts that, oh Allah, give me also that opportunity to be present right at the Rauza-e Park of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be in Medina Sharif, it is like in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But accordingly a person has to know the adab, the adab, the respect, etc. Very mubarak that Allah allows people to be present in Medina Sharif. But on the other hand, we see our pious elders, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, and that is why we learn, these are our real elders, Ulama-i Dioban, who taught us, and this is from our link, from our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, these are our direct links, their heart and soul was, how to also establish the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of the earth, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As so beautifully it has been said, by certain pious personalities, that in our time, that is in the time of our elders, Allah Ta'ala left a group of such great ulama behind to give us a glimpse and iota what was the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And undoubtedly, our pious elders, the ulama-i Dioban, as we learn, the what is Dioban yet? The love of Allah Ta'ala to establish the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they gave their life that no any difference must come in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Allah Ta'ala's special favor upon us, And Hazrat says, when you get the opportunity to be in Medina Sharif, then what can be said? Yes, Subhan Medina, Yes, Shami Medina. The morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif, Allah Akbar, as it is said so beautifully, that the sun rises throughout the world. But that sun that rises in Medina Sharif, where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak eyes fell on that sun is the most beautiful sun. That moon that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's eyes, Mubarak fell on there, that's the most beautiful moon. That place where our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's footsteps have touched, that is the most beautiful place. Until today, Allahu Akbar, the discussion about ulama, which place is greater, Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves Makkah Sharif, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala presently loves Medina Sharif, because the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is present, resting in Medina to Munawwara, and how fortunate we know exactly 100% where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. And Allah has given us the opportunity that we shouldn't just say, I'm going to Medina Sharif, I'm going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what a honor that is, then a person will realize, you're going to visit, for example, you're going to visit your mother, she stays in another city, how much ihtimam you'll make. Especially she is old, you'll see that you take her needs. So when we're going to Medina to Munawwara, we have to learn the adab, ihtiram. We find Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, we established Darul Uloom Dioban. When he used to go to Medina Sharif, he never used to wear his shoes in Medina Sharif. At that time, it was not the floor that was tiled, etc. It was a rocky land, and how Hazrat used to walk, and very few days they used to stay. Great ulama would love to stay in Medina to Munawwara. But they said that place where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has footsteps, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak footsteps have passed on, we don't know where. And then they used to curb even their, Allah Akbar, their needs. And very few days they used to stay in Medina Sharif out of great adab and ihtiram. Allah Ta'ala bless us all this reality. And that is we find the fikr of our mashayikh till today, that we come to realize this deen hasn't just come to us as something that is just on a golden tray. This deen has come with the blood of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blood of Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum, and our elders who we are connected to directly. We can't make enough shukr. Ulaika abauna. These are our pious elders. Bring us anybody that can match them. And these are not actually what we say, ulama Dioban, the true picture of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Those who followed the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that is established the command of Allah Ta'ala on the face of the earth. So Hazrat says, very blessed when you get this golden opportunity to be present in Medina to Munawwara. And then Hazrat explains, when you get an iota of what is the greatness of Medina to Munawwara, that Malaika are envying Medina to Munawwara at the present time. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned beautifully, Man zarani ba'da wafati, faqad zarani fi hayati, whoever made my ziyarat after I have left this world, it is as if though he made my ziyarat while I was alive. So every ummati here, we pine to be in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but together with that, we have to sit at the feet of our shaykh, our mashayikh, to learn the adab, ihtiram. Then Hazrat says that, Bala jane kya jamu meena hai alam, tere kaif e khush khuram hai madina. That what the world knows of what is true peace, happiness, enjoyment, and that is what Tawheed is. When the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is established, you become the true slave of Allah. Then as our Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, if the world also wants peace in their world, in their life, even if they don't bring Iman, but they follow their life according to Sunnah, they'll get peace in their life. And if we, Allah has blessed us with Iman, and we make a great effort to bring Sunnahs into our lives, into our homes, then how the world will transform. Today we see the Ummah is in turmoil, and our real turmoil is, we have left the beautiful lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And myself, all of us, we have to make a U-turn, and as Hazrat says, U-turn where? Towards the beautiful old city of Medina to Munawwara. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the queenie system of Allah, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to make an effort to establish Iman in Makkah al-Mukarramah through difficult conditions. When Islam got established in the heart of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make hijrah to Madinah to Munawwara. But Allah's system was from there, the nur of hidayat, the nur of iman was spread throughout the world. And till today it is spreading. So Hazrat says, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par, mahomadde nazar ihtirami Madina. Everybody desires to be in Madina to Munawwara. But remember, on every footstep, and every gully of Madina to Munawwara, today we shouldn't be overtaken by the outward, the plans of shaitan to put all huge concrete buildings and we forget where we are. We write in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shouldn't be that we are busy with our phones and taking videos, etc. Then who is causing more harm and hurt to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Me, myself, the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right at the Rozai Park, we see our pious elders, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Allah Ta'ala granted him the opportunity to be a resident of Medina to Munawwara, and living in a place which today is part of the Haram. Then Hazrat kept rozas for 40 days, and went out in a path of Allah, making shukr to Allah. And then when Hazrat used to go and pass his salam to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, never used to go right in front, that where can I present myself in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is iman. On the one hand you have great eagerness to go, but on the other hand you realize, and a useless ummati like myself, talking of myself, but Allah allows us. And that is where Allah Ta'ala says, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. My servants, your ummatis will love to come make ziyarat of you. But when they come and they make istighfar, they beg Allah for forgiveness, and they come at your threshold, and they beg you, O our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise your mubarak hands for this useless ummati of yours, the worst of all, and beg Allah Ta'ala for my forgiveness. And Allah, keep me firm on your sunnats and the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, we'll forgive such a person. So the etiquette of Medina to Munawwara, we should understand, as Hazrat teaches us, our Dala Shaykh used to say, the greatest rahmat is pouring presently upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More than all the waterfalls of the world, like Niagara Falls in Canada, from a distance, they say up to a half a kilometer, you'll get the splashes. You go closer, you'll get wet. Here at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the rahmat is pouring. But it shouldn't be that I go right to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I go without a beard, I come back without a beard. Or I go here from learning from our ulama what is tawheed and I come back with wrong ideas and wrong iman. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, if you only know how blessed is Madina to Munawwara because of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and how deen is spreading from there till today, then just to take the name of Madina to Munawwara, Madina, 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 para lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. What enjoyment it gives us just to take the name of Madina to Munawwara, Madina Sharif. Then what can be said of reciting durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we all should ponder and think, we in this Mubarak Majlis, and take this Majlis being present now in Madina to Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets the news regularly. So Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those that we follow in the footsteps of our mashayikh who teach us how to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, you'll realize when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the nur of iman and abdiyat came in their heart, then nigaahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. When the real message of Madina Sharif, that is Tawheed, and how to become the true slave of Allah, the beloved of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you want this great, great wealth of the love of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala announces to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that announce, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow my way of life. In other words, from morning to night, from birth till death, and in that way, wherever we are, we should be firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not a new, the sunnah that was brought by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that iman and that was taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Islam, then only the ummah will come back onto that glory, and see how, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this effort, and at that time already, when the whole kufr world were taunting, that Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum don't have food to eat, they're building trenches, and in the battle of Ahzab, Sahaba were saying, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't get food to eat," tying stones around their bellies. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his Mubarak kurta, what they saw? Two, three stones around the Mubarak stomach of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No food. But that effort that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to today until the day of Qiyamah, the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Islam will remain forever, wherever, whatever efforts can be made. So we beg Allah Ta'ala to make us among them, those servants of Allah that remain firm on the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explains the whole world what we are looking for. And Allah has sent us here not to fall into depression, not to fall into difficulty. Sukoon e jahan tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon e jahan hai nizam e Madina mein. That you ask everybody, what you working for? What you want? I want peace in my life. I want success. But where are we looking for it? Wherever it isn't. We think that success for my daughters, my children will be in the universities. And for our sons also. They must become hafiz also. But they must go to school also. You, Allahu Akbar, you mixing filth and dirt. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, filth and purity. It is a beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tawheed and the sunnah cannot be equal to the filth and dirt of the environment of the schools and universities where our iman is being lost. Allah save me, all of us. And that is where we looking for peace and happiness. Where Hazrat says, سُكُونَ جَرْحَاهِ نِزَامِ مَدِينَةِ. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala got this message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they saw the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they went, people saw them and followed their life, and people got the peace in their life. And till today, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, first of all, it's easy to talk, more easier to hear, but we have to make an effort. And till Qiyamah, all the fitnas will come. But all the time Allah will keep that strong group of men who will remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are fortunate in our times also, our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, and the great program that is ahead will be taking place inshallah on Yawmul Sabt. Let us spread this and realize that people are losing their iman with all this digital world, passing wrong messages about iman. So how to protect our iman and how to come firm onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were our ulama'i diyoban, that in this time and age they realize that we'll give our lives, we'll strive in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Islam, we will be the men of Allah ta'ala, that Islam not an iota of the commands of Allah must have a change. Allah ta'ala's command, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. That in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, any command that goes against the command of Allah Ta'ala, we won't follow that. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. And beautifully Hazrat addresses himself out of great humbleness. But this is addressed to myself and all of us. Ho azadi akhtar ghami do jahase, jo ho jai dil se ghulami madina. And oh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat says, if you want that the worry of both the worlds, in other words, you want happiness in this world and the real enjoyment of the real world, that is Akhirat, where Allah bless us through the company of our Shaykh and Mashayikh. When Allah Ta'ala announces, make us among them, we don't deserve it. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. And then that occasion when you'll be in the majlis of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the company of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Anbiya, Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala, Hazrat says, if you want this, the worry to go, and real worry in this world, we have to strive and remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then when Malakul Maut comes, then you'll only want to announce, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Only my people could know how Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me. Allah make us among those servants out of His sheer mercy and kindness.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. Reading the kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, and this chapter was regarding Mashwara. Some rulings containing Mashwara will now be mentioned. If the Mashwara is a matter which requires concealing, it should be maintained as a secret. Number two, the participants in the consultation are people of trust. This means that what has been discussed in the gathering should not be publicized outside. However, if the discussion pertains to the usurping of another's property or to harming anyone, it will not be permissible to conceal the conspiracy. Matters of communal or national importance, matters which concern a community collectively, should not be publicized. Should one come by some information which concerns the entire community or nation, it has to be conveyed to the responsible people in whose charge are the affairs of the community. In this regard, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, when they learn of some affair regarding matters of safety or fear, they quickly spread it amongst the people. This is the hypocrites. If they refer to the matter to the Rasul and to those in charge of them, those qualified in such matters will know it. They will know what action to take. At times, publication of certain information is not in the interest of the community or nation. Great harm may result in the publication of such matters. The Quran Kareem therefore prohibits such publication, which may be news for the general public, but harmful for the nation as a whole. The news media generally falls in this category of reprimand. Most newspapers spread rumors and at times publish such reports, which are largely detrimental to the national interest. Information is published without thorough investigation, while sometimes investigations are made, but the reports, besides having news value, harms people, communities or nations. Such detrimental publication of news comes within the prohibition stated in the above quoted Quranic ayah. First, ittifaq or unity is indeed a great ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold all of you firmly onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not split up. The rope of Allah Ta'ala is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The desired goal of unity is attainable only if the community adheres to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Unity without correct adherence to the Sharia is not possible. For the Ummah, unity will remain an empty slogan as long as the deen is not firmly and correctly upheld. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala will bring about the blessings of unity. Hence the Quran Kareem says, and Allah Ta'ala created unity in their hearts. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Linking unity to obedience of the Sharia, the Quran Kareem says, O people of Iman, obey Allah and obey the Rasul. Do not dispute amongst yourselves, for your hearts will weaken and your awe and power will disappear. This ayat commands obedience to the Sharia in all affairs. The believers are ordered to take direction from Allah and His Rasul. As a result of such obedience, unity in the community will become attainable easily. Allah Ta'ala will produce mutual love and respect in the hearts of the believers for one another. Such unity which stems from the hearts of the people will create awe and power in the nation. In the absence of this true unity, people will dispute. The disputes will not be sincere, but will be motivated by personal, baneful and lowly motives. Infighting will prevail. This will scatter the community and destroy its power. The kuffar will lose respect for the nation. They will no longer fear the nation of Muslims, as is the case today. Muslims will thus be overwhelmed and dominated by others. This ayah therefore mentions the evil of disunity. It has declared the basis of unity and points out that the actual aim and object of believers should be obedience to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maintain healthy relationship amongst yourselves. Corruption amongst you destroys your deen. And Hazrat writes, ittifaq, unity is established and maintained by means of discharging hukuk and rights. So for this, a person will have to fulfill the rights of other people, which is already discussed in chapter 9. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.